All right, Jubal, we got you next with financial discussion.
Yes, sir. So we've kind of hinted around at some financial woes of the city. Much of it due in part to the rate, the state of the current rates have not kept up with inflation, with materials, with salaries, things such as that, and as well as the power that we're purchasing. Back in June, we got an email where we were 26% increase in what we're purchasing, and we only increased sales by 5%. We're talking about a 21% deficit there. But with that being said, if rates do increase across the board like we're talking about, I think we owe it to the citizens. I think we owe it to ourselves to maybe have some structure in place, a few guidelines, some guardrails, if you say, just to kind of keep it between the ditches. We're you know, in exchange for this, we're looking at a million or so, or a million and a half. So I came up with six things that I've let you guys see in the process as I was drafting this, and I took recommendations to change some things around as you requested. And I'm here to answer any questions anybody might have about the actual structure of what this is and what this does.
I know what it says.
Okay. If there's any questions about that, I think there was some questions about it maybe this morning, so I wanted to
help me understand you, but
yes, sir.
I appreciate the effort that went into this. My only concern was, and I was just worried that could we reach the $500,000 in a 6-month period? I didn't want us to get to that point and maybe not have. Does that need to be lowered? Does it need to stay the same? I'm just wondering, can we meet that deadline? We should be able to, and I don't question that at all with the increases. I just want to ask your input on that and see what you think about the 6 months.
Yes, sir. Well, when I'm doing some quick, dirty math, if we do increase it, $1.5 million increase into the general fund, you divide that by 6 months. Sorry, excuse me.
I need to buy that by 12 and then you get a monthly rate. Should be how much you get in 6.
Yeah, so we're looking at possibly bringing in $750,000 of extra revenue. This is not talking about the cuts. This is also not talking about moving any money from general fund to savings like we had all agreed upon. So that's where we kind of got our idea.
It should be reachable.
It should be a reachable goal. And we want to go.
So have you done included the rate hikes and?
This is based on the rate hike. After 6 months.
How much
of
is the rate hike? I mean, it's been discussed, but how much is the city planning on going up on our utilities to make this happen?
The total would be about, I would think, $1.5 million. What you said was.
No, I'm talking about on a.
On electrical or on
electrical or I mean what
we would just be dividing that out roughly.
We're just
talking about the feasibility.
I know, but you're using figures to figure this out, and I'm just being honest on revenue coming in through an increase in utility rates, right? So I think we would need to get to the point in place. Is the city definitely going to raise rates by 30%?
I mean, 30%.
We're talking about a 30% rate hike on our citizens to pay for this stuff.
We're looking at
the thing is, this information is out there for anybody to see. We're way lower than Alabama Power, Cherokee Electric, Coosa Electric. We're not even close as to what any of the rest of them are, and we're not talking about going anywhere close to what they are. We're more or less splitting the difference.
But we're talking, to my understanding, and I don't know, I just. From what I've seen, if I'm right, we're talking about pretty much 3 kilowatt hours overall in electricity alone, which is going to increase just my household bill up at least by $97. I mean, that's quite a chunk. And then as a business, I mean, 10,000 kilowatt hours, my power's going up $300 a month. Now, I've seen this too, and we have, I've passed this out where prices have gone up to where, what we're purchasing. But the deficit of what we're receiving is nowhere close to $1.2 or $1.3 million. It's about a $412,000 difference. But we're going to give a rate hike of $1.3 million at one point in time.
I think we're talking about two different things here. I mean, there's sort of, but let me get through this part.
Well,
we're going to talk about that.
Because you're using those figures.
These are figures that in my mind should already be in place off of a $13 million budget. This, we're talking about 3.8%, keep it in a general fund minimum balance. Okay, right now she says she tries to keep about $100,000 as a minimum balance. That's 1 week's worth of payroll. That maintains that for 6 months until we get to, we would, by 6 months, if the rate increase would happen, you would think we could be at 500,000 to answer your question, which is about a month's worth of payroll. I think that's a safe and achievable goal, and it's something that we might can, you know, if it needs to be tweaked or whatever, you know, that we might can come together and do that. But I think in the moment we need to establish some ground rules or some guidelines before any, you know, before we start getting the influx of money that we're talking about. These are things that we've talked about, I think, at least individually. And these are just, all six of these are just basic common sense things, common sense budgetary practice.
I will say.
That's why I'm getting the guy with to answer your question. Yeah. If we do receive this influx of money, I think this should be implemented anyway, even if there's no extra money coming in. I think we should have a minimum.
We should at least have warning levels to where, all right, we get to a certain point, we need to start meeting with department heads and talking about, hey, you know, coffers are getting thin, let's, you know, cut out all the extra stuff. If you can make do with what you got, make do with it. We get to another level, then, you know, the budget committee's called in and everybody's at the table, it's laid out before we get to where we were with getting an ice bath to the face one night.
Another example is, sorry to interrupt, we're at like $298,000 right now. I don't think $500,000 is unachievable when it comes to general fund minimum balances, and that's why it's not zero. There's a reason why it'd be $500,000 in case things happen, in case there's emergencies where we would have to dip under. Mm-hmm. And under that circumstance, there's future planning involved to hopefully not incur that. But if not, if we can't cash flow certain things, I mean, there's ways to move, you know, delay payments, move money around, or just basically make cuts if need be. There's just basically we're asking to be notified, to have a plan, and to try to keep the minimum balance intact.
Once the first month rolls in, you should be able to tell a whole lot more what's going to happen for the next 5 months once we see what kind of money's after this first month worth of payments.
I would think so, but I want to establish this while the sting of this is still in place, establish some guidelines ahead of time.
And prevent that money comes in, and let's, all right, well, now we got this extra money, let's get rid of it.
Yeah, in 3 months or 6 months after the money starts flowing, nobody's going to want to come to the table and put some guardrails up anymore. I mean, the money's flowing, you know. I mean, I'm not saying you won't, but I'm saying it's less likely than now if we go ahead and say, these are our goals, these are our budgetary practices that we need to implement as a city, as a total here.
I will tell you that we did do I guess you call it a test on a Piedmont bill. And the bill was, I think, $300+ for this month. And I think this person's increases was going to be around
$40.
Low 40s, and that was garbage.
For all utilities.
Everything. It's not bad.
And I think what Greg's wanting to know is, what was the percentage of that increase? What is the citizen going to see on their bill?
What was sent out was a 1% kilowatt,
one cent
kilowatt rate, and then at the bottom, there's a fuel surcharge that would amount to 2 kilowatt hours that could fluctuate. Now, that being said, I mean, you might as well say that's a 3 kilowatt, that's an increase of 3 kilowatt per hour, okay? And look, I've been looking at this right here too, and I know there has been an increase. It increased, look, at this stuff that I handed out, it shows from 2021, our cost for electricity was $2,602,723. In 2023 down here, it ended up at $3 million something dollars, okay? But that's a difference of $412,910 in cost in those 3 years. Now, we're talking about putting we're gonna raise utility rates three times above what it costs to buy the electricity.
Here's the problem that we had, though. How long did we go without raising rates? How long did we push it back? So while everybody else took little bitty bites, we sat back on our heels. Well, now it's come back to bite us.
I mean, that's
we got to fix it.
Okay, that's easy for us to say who can change our budget some, but there's people out there, Grandma Jones or whatever, who's on a fixed budget. I mean, she's gonna have a tough time. $50 may not sound like a lot to somebody, or, you know, $40, but somebody that's already on a low income, $40 a month, and we're not just talking about the 3% on the electricity, we're talking about going up on garbage, we're talking, overall, my bill, my electric bill, though, I took it, it was $316, that was my electric bill before taxes and whatever. I put that $0.03 on there, and you're looking at, and put all those other charges in, and you're looking at $90-some dollars. And then too, business wise, I'm gonna speak up for businesses in this town also. It is tough and hard to make ends meet. Okay, and like I said, I had 10,000 kilowatt hours. There's businesses, there's restaurants out there using a heck of a lot more kilowatt hours than I'm using. But in my small operation, it's gonna go up $300 a month, and I know it needs to go up some because I see the price going up here. But I see us going up three times more than what it cost us to buy it. And that's what I don't understand, why our bridge is burning so bad that we got to go up three times.
Because we didn't spray water on it in the past.
But we still spent $5,000. I know it's not against you. It'd be against anything. Are we still going to tell Grandma Jones her bill's going up, but we felt we could still spend $5,000 on something and we don't have enough money to make things work. That's why I voted no tonight.
Bubba, do you want to explain the surcharge a little bit? Can you help explain that a little bit?
Well, basically, I guess Fred Clark said for about 2.5 to 3 years, the city's been getting a bill for between a 1.8 and a 2.4. That's what our fuel surcharge has been. So it probably averages out about a 2.2 is what it averages out. We get that bill, we paid it for over 2 years, didn't pass it on to the customer. So if you just do some math, let's just do a two cent increase on a kilowatt for a year, you're about $777,000. So 777 times 777 plus another half of a 77, that's how much money we've eat on this fuel surcharge that we hadn't saw anything on. All we're doing is going up 1 cent per kilowatt. Well, the other one's just a pass-through. We're having to pay the bill anyway.
Here's the bill we paid. Okay, we paid $412,000 more over the past 3 years. That's what we paid in our... That's surcharges and everything. That's what we paid AMEA and the U.S. Department of Energy. We paid them $2,600,000 in 2021. We paid them $3 million. Like I said, that's a $400-something thousand difference. That's a long way from the $1.5 million or $1.2 million, whatever you're saying that's be. I don't see where you're getting that figure at when that's the difference in the cost of energy over the past 3 years from what the checks we wrote.
Well, I mean, the fuel surcharges, that's what we pay.
Right. And here's another thing. I spoke to Fred Clark also, and he says we're shooting in the wind and we don't have no idea what anything costs without doing a cost of service analysis.
Well, what's that? It's when we do that cost study, it's probably going to be more than this.
Well, then we will know. But at this moment, we're assuming. All I got to look at is the checks.
We're not assuming 2 cents, though, because we know we're getting charged 2 cents. We're eating that right now.
Fred Clark told us that we would do the rate study, and AMEA would pay for that on the electrical side. And he said it would adjust up and down as needed. But he recommended to us that we go ahead and implement this plan that we have in place now, or that we're trying to put into place. Just passing on what he said. And we know we need to do something.
I agree with you. I know we need to do something. Even 1 to 1.5 kilowatt hours or something may be justifiable. But the fact that we come to this point, and like I said, if we have been doing this over the past 3 years, for all of a sudden just to pass this on is totally ridiculous. I think, look, the budget here, the budget too, we got a 1.2, it's not only got the negative in the budget. What's a budget? Negative 1.2 million, something like that, 1.3 million negative budget. So we're going to make up the 1.3 million budget in utilities. So the utilities is going to take care of our deficit in the budget instead of cutting.
Where do you suggest we cut, Greg?
Well, we got to do something. We can't just pass it on to our citizens.
Well, you know, the local business owners could sell more. But
what do you mean sell more?
We got businesses shutting down left and right.
Well, you're talking about going up another. How in the world? Look, the comment you just made, the electricity is just going to go up on a business another $300, maybe $1,000.
If you can make this deficit up with that, then we wouldn't have to raise them. We got to find that amount of money.
The thing is, it's costing a lot more around the city than it did a few years ago. We've eaten it in the past, and you just can't do it.
Well, I think we can find ways to cut.
Unless you've got some suggestions on where to cut that kind of money. And we've asked department heads over and over where they can cut.
Well, we could cut $5,000 tonight. We could have cut $5,000 tonight, us as a council, not even spend it. That's $5,000 in one vote. We could have cut that. That's what I'm saying. Things like that can be cut. I mean, there's a lot. I've been here to council. This is my second term. And this isn't the first go around where we come to this point on the power. It came across in the last council too. The bridge was burning and it come up and there was a big deficit and we had to withdraw AMEA money to make that payment. Now we're at that thing again, and at that time and that point, we made a vote like Jubal's trying to do, and I appreciate what Jubal's trying to do, but we made a vote that night that the power bill would be paid before anything else paid, so we'd never get in that situation again, to my understanding. And I may be loose-minded, but there's a lot of conversation about that.
Well, and I think what Jubal has pointed out is that some of our most important bills will be paid first. Insurance, power bill, other things, yeah. Payroll. Yeah, I mean, these are going to be priorities so that we don't run into that power bill.
I'm just trying to lock some things in stone where we can go back and say, on this date, the council had these expectations. This is how we wanted to run the budget. These are the guidelines we put in place. Enable the department heads and city administration to implement the monies that's coming in based on this certain criteria. And I'll say this, doing some more numbers, if it helps a little bit, we can make that minimum requirement within 6 months to 400,000. That would leave within six months, you could take 200,000 out of the million plus, and you should easily be able to achieve a minimum balance of $400,000. So I would like to make that change right now if we could. If you wanted to maybe even pencil that in.
Yeah.
Were there any other questions? And we can have a continued discussion about the rate increase, but when it comes to these guidelines, can we continue to have a discussion on this particular thing we have in front of us?
Is there any other questions? Number two, you're going to drop down to 20,000?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's better. I like that idea better than 500.
Okay. Are there any other questions on and I can go over this for the people wondering what these six things that I'm trying to implement here. Basically, before any increase, we try to maintain at least $100,000 budget, $100,000 minimum amount in our checking account. I think it's just kind of common sense stuff. At least bare minimum, have a week's worth of payroll in your checking account. I think everybody operates that way. Most people try not to have a zero-based budget where zero is your bottom. All right, number two would be if there's an increase within 6 months of that increase, we would up that. Okay, we would have $400,000, that's about a month's worth of payroll. Again, it's there in case of emergency, we have to dip into it, we dip into it, and hopefully we can start cash flowing things that we would possibly pull out of savings. Now, within number one and number two, there's things that would have to go into place if it looks like it's going to drop to below this minimum balance. Things like making sure the council's aware of all these things, going ahead and looking to the future to see what you can see when it comes to certain payments. If you know you're going to be low, maybe make adjustments ahead of time. If things can be delayed to be paid, you know, things that like an annual crime budget that we talked about, Nathan, earlier in the week, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be on August 1st if they can wait till September 1st. Things like that is all I'm trying to say for number one and number two. Basically, plan ahead and try to keep a minimum amount. Number three would be the monthly bills and payments, how they're prioritized. All this is saying is we want to see the money that's in the general fund needs to go towards power bills first, payroll first, necessities first, not rinky-dink things that don't matter as much as the priority things of the city. That's number three. Number four is not to borrow from savings accounts or withhold money allotted to go into savings accounts without notification and approval of the council. If there's a set amount that we're supposed to be putting in savings accounts, we need to continue to try to do that. If not, then we need to be aware of that. If you want to pull money from savings accounts to pay a bill, we need to know about that. We need to approve that. These are just normal things we do anyway. This is just, again, common sense, but it would put it in the form of a resolution. Number five would be within 6 months of enacting a possible pay rate increase, the city budget will as necessary to meet its prior obligation that you mentioned, Greg, from last council of at least $10,000.
Wasn't it
savings from checking into savings. That's how we build up our savings account. Okay, now this council moved it to $20,000 with the blessing of everybody, the administration and the money people, that we had the money to do that. Now that hasn't always happened. So the point of this is to make sure we get a steady foundation and then we continue that. And I said 10 just to kind of ease the burden instead of jumping right back to where we thought we should have been of 20 each time. I've got it as 10. That can be discussed or moved however you would like.
I think starting off at 10 is good.
But and this then will be after 6 months.
To it later.
Yeah. Right. And then number six, again, it puts the burden back on, well, not the burden, but I'll say the responsibility of individual budgeting, of spending of a lot of amounts in support of department heads and administration when it comes to annual percentages. Department heads need to take ownership of their budgets. We have a whole list of the ones that were under budget and a list of the ones that were over budget. I committed one that was under budget. Those are things that we need to, you know, the ball needs to be in their courts more than us when it comes to individual spending on a monthly or yearly basis. And that's the six things that I'm asking the council to approve tonight. Are there other questions about this? Do these seem unreasonable or unattainable in anybody's eyes?
There's nothing unreasonable about what you're saying. I've got no issue with setting guidelines on what you're talking about, as long as we follow those guidelines. And I know I keep going back to what we're fixing to increase, but I have not. We need, and we say we can't decrease anything. I don't believe that.
I didn't say that. I just asked you for some
cuts. I mean, all right, look, we're fixing to give an increase to Grandma Jones, but we still drive company cars home every day of the week. We still pay gas to. I don't know what those bills are. I'm not involved in the data. I mean, there's several things like that. There's a lot of different items that the city could cut before, or they should have some heart to cut something before they lay this big burden on all the citizens of Piedmont. It's easy to lay the whole burden on the citizens and the city say that they can't make the cuts to make up a good bit of portion of this.
Well, I will tell you that we have asked the city to cut, and I know I've talked with Nathan. We talked about some cuts he thinks he can do. Jeff and some of the other departments, and we talked among ourselves, some of y'all who have come in, on what we can do as a city council in regard to cuts. And I hope that we can put some of these cuts into place so that we can show that we are cutting as we're asking prices to be increased.
But we have cut. I mean, it's not that we hadn't cut. We cut one of the largest salaries when we didn't replace Mr. Hinton. Didn't replace that job. And we also, one manpower each department there, we cut there. We've had smaller things. It doesn't amount to a whole lot, but it still counts as phone lines. We went through and last year found $700 a month worth of phone lines. And then just recently we found $300 more a month. There's $12,000 a year right there just in phone lines we've cut. So we are looking for things to cut and we are cutting things, but we need more suggestions. And so that could go to the councilman. If y'all got more ideas and department heads, this
here. But we're to the point though, the cuts that we can make, they're going to be a small dent. We're not going to make that deficit up with the cuts that we could make. Even if you took home, take home vehicles, your fuel bill on that's still probably way less than $100,000 a year.
I'm with Greg. I said right now, every penny counts.
Right. I get that. But
it'd be less than our savings.
Yeah.
But it depends on how far you drive home.
But like I think,
Richard, say 30, it wouldn't say about $100 on mine, but I mean,
Richard and I was talking earlier. Every nickel and dime adds up, you know. And this is what we're looking at. We're trying to get cuts that will add up, even if it's not to the amount we would like. It's still cuts showing that we are trying to do something. Also,
The one thing kind of what you were bringing up on that number six, by putting the burden on kind of on the department head with their budgets, I feel like we try to follow our budgets. We don't have set amounts. I know on paper it looks like we have set amounts in line items, but it's really not there because we don't operate the city on that type of a budget where there's $13 million in an account divided amongst the departments. It's money that's coming in. For us to be able to do that and stay within those budgets, we would have to make sure that we can't predict what's going to happen 12 months down the road.
Right.
We may have something blow up.
Well, we know there's going to be a breakdown.
Something we don't anticipate that would have budgeted.
Right, yeah.
We need to make sure I'm doing my job right and don't want to be reprimanded for something I didn't forecast for the future. Is we would have to have the ability to come back and redo. Ask for a budget amendment. If not, every one of us would come in probably with a problem in our department that we're going to be held accountable for.
Right.
We've got to have a way to come back.
As you kind of should when it comes to, I'm not talking about, you know, chopping heads off here or quit cold turkey once you hit 100%. But, you know, if you're at 98%, on your paper supplies, at least on the paper, on the budget, because that's what we go by, and that's what the auditor goes by. At the end of the day, we got to go by something, you know.
Right.
All right. So if you're at 98% in August,
there's a lot of things on our budgets that are kind of we try to plan for them, and it's hard to plan for.
Right. Right. No, I understand that. I understand that.
Going to happen, or
that's why we have emergency savings accounts. That's why we would have a minimum balance.
We just like to make sure as a department head, I'd like to have that understanding with the council that. You know, if we start getting to that point, we need to have some dialogue. But we got to do something because we can't just shut the department down.
Right.
So we'd have to. We got to be able to come back and check your percentage.
Checking down.
No. I mean, we got to start doing that.
I wasn't disagreeing. I'm just
with right. You see where I'm coming from. You understand what I'm saying? That.
Right.
I mean, well, I'm not asking you to predict everything you're going to do. But the last 3 years, we've duplicated the budget from the prior year. Okay, so for 3 years now, we kind of have an idea how much we spend on what we spend on. And so I understand things happen, but, you know, if you're at August and then September is the end of the fiscal year and you're at 98% on paper, well, maybe we wait on paper purchases this month.
Right.
You know, that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Just basically basic stuff that we're trying to keep under budget. We budgeted for $14 million for the city of Piedmont last year. We received $13.2 million. Okay. So what we planned for was way more than what we had got in, right? But of course, we didn't go in debt. I'll say this because we did not spend more than we made. We spent $13.1 million. Okay. We planned for 14 and we received 13.2. That 1.2 deficit that we talked about, Greg, is actually general fund overspent spending. So this is just money that was allotted to come in and out of general fund over the course of a year, and the general fund overspent by 1.291, and that's the percentages we would like department heads and city administration to keep a good eye on closer. And you guys know more than we would in the field. I'm not picking on you. I mean, like I said, you did a good job this year, whether you knew it or not, whether you tracked it or not, you did a good job. And what I'm asking is, you know, number six says that we're going to start taking some ownership of our individual budget.
Now, another thing Fred Clark said, I mean, power, and you can even look at this, power's fishing, our cost for power's fishing to go down over the next few months. We didn't come through the highest months. So expense over power will go down some over the next few months, and we ought to have time. Like I said, I feel like the city ought to be able to show some cuts in spending. We can't just keep passing that cost on to the expense of individuals paying power bills and utility bills and all that. Every time the cost of the,
you're a business owner. If it costs more to buy a gun, who's going to pay that difference?
You know what? Here's
me,
the thing about
I come
it.
Buy it.
But if such and such isn't panning out and it costs, I'm not making money on this item. I can't rob continually from another place to pay that. I got to get rid of that item. I can't keep going up on one particular item until I've priced it to the point that it will no longer sell.
Well,
I mean, look, as a business owner, look, most people don't have these kind of savings to fall back on. And the fact that we did have, we took $282,000, we ought to be in a place to where we can sit back and make some good decisions instead of rushing into this thing like a fire again and raise these rates this high on everybody.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, just be as honest as I know how to be, we haven't gone up on rates in a long, long time. And we've been suffering as a city for a long time because of that fact. We have to do something. We struggle to pay the bills each month. And sometimes it's really, really hard to pay the bills. And we run into situations where it's even more difficult. We have to do something. And it's time to do something. Nobody wants to raise the rates. I'm as concerned about that little old lady, Greg, as you are.
I believe,
and we all are. I mean,
and I know you are, sir.
I am. I know.
But
as a city, I'm concerned about our city surviving too. And I think we're going to have to do something. And I think,
and
the rates may be going down because of temperature changes. But bottom line is, we got to put these rates into place.
You know, the thing is too, we put a lot of stuff on hold in this city. Because we don't have the money to fix it.
Right.
We've got buildings in disrepair because we don't have the money to put in the budget for it. We don't have money to pay it. We're fortunate that we get the grants we get. If we didn't get the grants we get, we'd already be bankrupt.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, and this is a God's honest truth, the street department works 2 hours in the morning some days just to get that equipment running so that they can work 6 hours. They have... I'm not going to use the word I want to use. They have crap for equipment. Let me just say that. And they need more, better things. And the other departments do too. But we're not able to do anything because we continue to keep our expenses low, trying to be a good citizen. We got to do something. If we're going to enjoy the service, we got to pay for it.
We got to make decent decisions on what is a want and what is a need also. We got a way out.
Before we go into that, let me ask this. I'm going to ask, and I'll shut up and I'll let y'all continue the financial decision, financial discussion. That's fine. This is not a rate. What I'm asking for is not a rate debate. What I'm asking for is this set of guidelines to be approved, and I'll make a motion that we approve this resolution of budgetary changes with the number two being 400 instead of 500. I'll make that motion.
Second. Okay. You heard the motion and second. To go with this potential financial plan. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay.
And now I'll shut up.
I want to ask a question. I'll ask a question now, though. And it's not like the savings that we enacted, kind of like we did with these suggestions, it's enacted now. Okay, we enacted on the last council and even talked about on this council made a motion to put that money in savings. Now, none of us, without a vote on this floor or any other item, should be able to not put that money in savings unless it comes up. And I'm saying, and I'm talking about, we're all friendly, we try to be friendly, we know things or whatever, but when it comes to financial matters, when it comes to running the town, we can't, what do we owe to that savings plan right now that nobody on this floor ever made a motion not to put that money in that savings?
That's what this fixes. Yeah.
No, that's what we did. That's what I'm saying. That was made. That motion was made last council. So,
and I agree. That should have.
So what's going to happen when this isn't in a, you got to go by what's on the
book. Here's the thing. Who came to the council and said, "Hey, we're not putting that $10,000 back."
It don't matter.
No, yeah.
Well, they print it off every month now.
They should be a vote.
They print it off. It's there.
But that's what I'm saying. But nobody voted on it, but we didn't.
We did.
Nobody tried to fix it either.
We put money in savings for months and months, and we got a pretty good savings account saved up. We stopped putting money in savings because we were paying bills. Nobody on this council wanted to stop putting money in savings. We did not have it to put into savings because it took everything we had to pay bills because of inflation.
My point is, it should have been brought to the floor.
Well, somebody should have brought it up. Y'all get a report. You get a report from Leanne every month, and it shows the same amount that was in savings account. You saw it not increasing. So, I mean, it didn't increase because there's nothing to put in. This plan will put money back into savings if it works out the way we think it will.
I hope it does.
And it forces that discussion.
Yeah.
Well, then you're going to have the checks and balance sheet. Would you bring that past tonight that if it doesn't meet the criteria, then we've got a problem.
To number one, number correct. Eight, yeah. Number, all right. Number four.
I will say something else here, and I know I'm saying a lot. I appreciate what – I've got no issue with what was passed right here. I support it fully. But as we talk about raising these rates on the power and utility, if we look at the conditions of our utility department and we look at everything that's happening there, at some point in some time, we won't have a utility department to keep taking from to pay these things. This would be another way to look at it. Last council, about $500,000. Some of it got put back onto the utilities, but most of it got to pay the bills. And now here we are again, money that should actually been put back on the infrastructure of this city was used $280,000 to pay the bills because we didn't pay the power bill first. We paid the other bills first, and then we go pay the power bill. And that whole conversation came up hard and heavy during that time period. And that's the reason I talk about it now. It's not the first time we've done this. And at some point in time, you will not have this utility department to pay the $1.2 million budget deficit if we don't take care of it.
Well, this hopefully will take care of our problem.
What about the utility and what about the money that's set aside to be spent on utilities instead of spending it on what's going on in other areas? It's like we're saying, when you're selling an item, you keep robbing from one area and you keep putting it on the other and you keep raising the price of that area you're robbing it from. At some point it's going to break.
But you shouldn't be asking for any help from AMEA with this plan in place. So, I mean, I think it's going to ride itself. The ship should ride itself, if I'm answering that question.
Oh, it should.
Correctly.
I mean, you're fishing to put one point. I mean, you divide that out.
Then how do you fix that with you have
I can
to
fix, part? I tell you what, I could fix it easy with the rate hike we're fixing to give. I mean, it'll be easy to fix. But I'm telling you, if we don't fix these other items, just like it happened somewhere down the road, we're going to come up in the same situation again. It may be 3 years, maybe 4 years. We're going to be sitting here again and say, well, we need a rate hike instead of dealing with the other problems.
But Richard, you all bump higher, right? TT, you all bump higher. How many rate hikes we had in the past year? I know three.
I
know
one.
Yeah. And Fitz have another one.
They didn't
have another one. That's in 1 year. Yeah. And we hadn't done anything since, I know, 13.
Yeah.
So if we did 1% every year, we wouldn't be talking about anything tonight.
We're 7 cents a kilowatt higher. We're well over a third, more like.
Well,
just to dump it, the whole thing is to dump a 30% increase on the citizens of Piedmont without first Seeing the city.
If previous councils hadn't sat back on their heels and not done anything.
I resent the thing of what you're saying, the previous councils have not sat back on their damn heels, excuse my language.
When was your last rate hike, 2013?
See, and that's just it, when you got the mindset that everything's just raised, and I know there needs to be a rate hike. I'm not denying that, but to come to the point of 30% without showing an honest broker of the city at least trying to cut some expenses that we don't have to have. Before we raise that, let's come to the citizens of Piedmont and say, okay, here's what we're going to do away with. We're not just going to continue on as we're going and pass this buck on to you. We're going to make some hard decisions on our own.
We had opportunity to decrease or get rid of the gas budget and give that to somebody else.
That's not what we need. Look,
what the gas right now, gas doesn't bring us any revenue.
Right now, the only reason
tell
we can
what? Don't want to do that's that. Not true.
The only reason we can continue like we're going is because we own these utilities. But if we don't take care of these utilities, there will become a point where we don't own these utilities, and then these draconian cuts will be made in other areas also.
How much of it is gas? You're not going to lose your water and sewer. How much of that was actually gas?
I mean, garbage is going up. Look, it's all going up. We just went up. Look, and when we went up to $17.60 at that time and place, the conversation was we're making really, really good money on that stuff because we were talking about putting it out to some other place, which we're gonna hire it out to somebody else to do. No, we're making too much money doing that. But now we're saying we can't, we're going in the hole?
I don't know if we ever say we're making too much money.
Well, let me tell you, on the tippage fee for garbage, tippage fee is going up to $50 a ton at Three Corners. We had been paying how much? 20?
We started out about 21.
And it's gone up to $50. So that's why we have an increase.
Garbage truck going up about 70,000.
It's just another example, y'all, of what we've.
Yeah, it's getting passed on to us.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is garbage going to have to go up to? I'm just curious.
22.
That's $5 a month cheaper than I pay rent.
Yeah. I think Leanne told me, our accountant, she's paying $30 now. And Jeff, I bet you don't even have pickup.
No, I don't. I see it.
$22 and they pick your trash up.
That's it.
$26. And you have no limb pickup, no household good, no nothing. And we still provide that service. Well,
I know our responsibility is to take care of all the citizens, and we try to do that. I think every meeting we look at stuff carefully. We're also responsible to make sure the city operates on a solid basis, and there's some pros and cons to do that. That's why we have some of these discussions. In this situation, there's nobody wins when you got to pay extra. We incur costs. Like the gas price has gone up. If you want to go on a trip, you got to pay the price. The city's utility cost that we purchase has gone up, so you've got to cover it for main solid. So,
yeah.
Pros and cons, both directions.
The cost went up $412,000 in a 3-year period. That's what our cost went up, $412,000 in electricity. But you're going to give a rate hike of $1.3 million in electricity alone. That's my complaint.
Okay, Juba, do you have anything else you wanted to mention?
That was my sole purpose of that portion. Okay. I knew there would be other continued financial discussion. Now, it might be said about what the plan is. We talked about rate hikes all day. What's the plan here?
The plan is to, these rates will go into effect November 1st.
And this isn't
and
a council?
We're looking at electrical rate study, and we'll adjust accordingly. May go down, may go up as the need rises. We want to know that.
One thing, we did talk about this in the office, about the fuel surcharge being locked in where it would not go down or go up. It would be locked in at the 2 cents.
And that rate study will address that also. Yeah, but we do it at 2 cents fuel surcharge. Yes, that's what we're going to do.
Would not
go
up.
Stay at that.
It would stay there.
But now,
But if it gets, but if it gets up to like four, if it gets crazy, yes, we'd have to adjust.
We would have to drop.
That's all I'm asking.
We're not gonna go from a 1.8 to a.
People need to know that they can calculate their bill.
Let me ask you this, if it does, and I'm, if it does go up, does the city have the liberty to raise that on their own free will from 2% to 5% without letting somebody know and the house is burning down again and somebody's gotta get another big increase?
I think it goes back to what Alabama Power and Cherokee Electric do. They put it on your bill.
And I think we
have. We need to be part of that discussion if it would. Yeah. That's the point of the word locked in. You know, we're saying.
We had a customer of a, I think Cherokee Co-op that had a June of 22, $300, just say $315 bill. His fuel surcharge, first fuel surcharge was $97 that 1 month. He paid almost $100 in a fuel surcharge on his bill. And that's when it was like almost five cents a kilowatt. So, I mean, we'd have to adjust on something, but if it stays around that two, then we should leave it locked in, like you said.
Could I make a suggestion? The city cut 30 cents on every dollar that's going up. I mean, you got money coming in, but to show a willingness to do what's right, if you're going to give three, for every dollar you go up in rates, cut 25 cents on it. That's, so you still got a 75 cent.
What cuts positive. Do you want to make?
That's I'm not in the everyday, and I'm not throwing anything at the mayor, the clerk, but we have very little control over what gets cut and what gets done, and that's not the way the law was designed or whatever. We're pretty much the overseers of the budget. Our main power is to give them the money or take away the money to the city and see it in that fact. It takes someone, you can't have eight councilmen in there running the city of Piedmont. It'd be just a crazy mess.
No, but any suggestion you make to us when you come in or if
I'll
you call,
I'll make a suggestion.
We will gladly take that into consideration. We're asking everybody, I sent you all an email last week, where can you cut?
Okay, I make a move that we drive no more company cars home and put no more gas in cars to go back and forth anywhere outside the city of Piedmont. If it's not on Piedmont's business here in town, they stay here. I mean, that's money. Look, we're asking grandma to eat noodles. I mean, at least we can do is leave the cars here and try to cut some there too. That's fair.
And that's what we're asking for. Suggestions.
I'll just say that openly. I mean, we got cars going back and forth in areas, and it's got nothing to do with city business. It's a perk. And we don't have that. We don't. If we're going to raise these power rates, we can't give those perks. And there's probably a bunch of other perks out there.
Back to your 30 cent thing, that you're talking about a $360,000 cut. You would be asking the city to make a $360,000 cut. To its spending somewhere. That's just based on the 1.2. That gets you to 30.
Nope.
That's a lot of cutting. How you would get to that goal.
Now what you did, you kind of narrowed your what you had going. Instead of having, let's say, $1 million going in there, now you got $750,000 going in there instead. So you still got an increase of $750,000. You just got
to
cut out.
You still have to cut.
You're going to have to cut out $360,000.
It's hard for anybody to pinpoint where that's going to come from. We're trying, you know, we've been working together on trying to find different ways to cut. We found $4,000 of telephone lines that need to go. But that's, you know, I know that's pennies when it comes to city's budget, but
that's the thing is the cuts. We can do them in good faith, but they're going to be pennies.
The other thing about the cars, we've used that as an incentive for the police department. There's going to be a lot of officers that will be impacted by that, at least in the short term, because they are depending on that. That's their transportation to and from work.
What's not only that, yes, that is a recruitment and retention tool. That is offered by the majority of the police departments when you have a take-on vehicle. But not only that, that allows them to be subject to be called in, because when things go really bad and we need people there right then, there's no time for them to go by the station to pick up a car to get all their equipment. Their equipment's with them. And when we need that in that moment, they can come straight to us. And there's been many events that were
Now, there's other cars out there. It has nothing to do
with it. Right, right. You were talking blanket.
Well, okay.
You know, that's why.
But there ought to be something. There ought to be something there. We can't just say we can't cut.
Abolish it, because we had response times went up. We had people that had, it took longer to go get your vehicle and get on site for something to happen than it would if you hadn't. And so those of us that have vehicles,
see,
it was costing the city more for us to do that than it was for us to have available.
So you weren't talking about blanket.
Well, see, and as I listen here, and I'm not throwing rocks at you. I'm just listening to the conversation as we talk about, there's always a reason why we can't do this or why we can't cut this. We need to start making some tough choices and cutting them. And mainly, it falls back on the responsibility of the clerk and the mayor to do that.
Well, and you all, as elected officials, to give us some examples of what needs to be cut. That's what I'm saying.
As a department head, I'm asked to make cuts every day. If we don't have the funds are getting tight.
How many times have I toned you down for something you asked for, Jeff? Many times.
But have you ever tried to please eight councilmen right here? We can't get nothing done. I mean, you're asking eight councilmen to come up with what we're going to cut.
That's not true.
You got a CEO, let him cut it.
Question. I ain't got a dog in that fight, but y'all not making much progress.
Oh, I think we have. But we're gonna move on. Anything else that we need to discuss? He's going to come up and we got him in work. Visitor's
coming. No, I got a question about what's
going on. Okay. Go ahead.
Does each department have a budget?
On paper.
Here.
On paper, yes.
On paper. But it all comes out.
Okay. If they've got it on paper, how does their reality match that piece of paper?
Well, I think Juba gave you a good example of what Jeff did with his budget. He kept it under budget.
But we say that, but then you have like the train depot. We allotted them, $125 was on their budget?
Yeah, but they got a grant.
Yeah, Bethune's got a zero balance budget. The library's budget is pretty minimal. It's pretty much her salary.
Well,
her budget.
Here's something that you do with financial planning. If you want to find out where your money's going, you write down every penny you spend for 30 to 45 days. After you do that, you back up and look at it, and you can see where it's going.
Well,
these departments
we do that
be able to do something similar. You add a variance for something blowing up, because Murphy's Law, we have Murphy's in Piedmont, it's going to happen. But it trains you to pay attention to what's going on. And if you'll do it, you can do it on paper and use reality to compare to your paper. And if you do this for 6 months, it will give you a good idea of what you need to put in print, in action, for each department to go by. With the understanding you're not going to fire somebody because you tell them to use $5,000 and they use $6,000. It just requires justification. And I understand what Greg's saying, but I also understand what Jubal's saying.
I'm not against what Jubal's saying.
Because if you don't plan some sort of function, you're never going to get anything under control.
I want to go back to where I was on this 30%, though. Maybe I was thinking this through. Maybe this is the way we can do it. All right, you're saying you can't cut that all at once. I would honestly make a motion that you can raise 75%. You can raise 70% for every 30% you cut. And as you cut, you can raise. And if you can't find, and that gives you a long period of time to do that.
All right, you want to make big cuts. You're talking about not picking up limbs and debris. That's a huge fuel cost, okay? Then we can go back to what waste management does.
We don't need to
the
cut limbs.
The cuts you're talking about are pennies on the dollar.
No, I'm not talking about pennies on the dollar. I'm talking.
Yeah.
I got a city here that's telling me that they want to raise You tell them you can't cut 30% of a set of out of the 100% that you want to raise. You're telling me if you want to raise $1 million, you can't find 300,000. And if you can't find it overnight, that's fine. Power rates are going down. You got a little bit of time. You can talk about it. You can see what needs to be done. You can do it in the right manner. But don't raise these hikes up no faster than you cut the 30%. I make that a move.
You know, the only I won't delay your vote, but the quickest way to fix that wouldn't be necessarily cutting. You would just not do 100% of what you want to do. You would do 70%.
No, because you still you still haven't gave accountability to the city government to make the cuts it needs to make.
But you give it less money.
Where are we throwing money away? It ain't on new vehicles. Well, it's not on paving roads. It's not on street signs.
We buy our services.
No, equipment, that's for sure. Right. That's what I'm saying. Where's the fat at to trim?
I could cut it. But it ain't my job to cut it.
It is. You're on the budget committee.
You've got suggestions that would work.
We are.
I hadn't heard anything. He can't cut it by itself. I understand what he's saying. I mean, this city probably could run on $8 million budget with the right structure and the right, you know. But you know, we got to work with what we got here.
And I think one thing our current budget doesn't reflect.
If you're selling your services below cost, you're in the hole.
It's
kind of cut and dry.
First year or so we got into purchasing new vehicles, we haven't done any hardly this year, like maybe a tractor or something. But I would expect by next year we'll be back in the need more police cars, more utility trucks.
And that's our hope, that we can replace some of this stuff.
Street department trucks. We're gonna have those expenses coming that we haven't seen this year. So
and put more money to pay, you know, we can put payments on hold.
We buy whatever broke. Whenever something breaks, that's about when we buy something.
We're in the toughest time of the year at this moment. This is the toughest time of the city. This has always been a hard point for the city. Revenue is at its lowest point at this time. But as business license and other come in, there's going to be a lot of money coming this way too. That with the decrease in the power and all, we have a time and a place to work this out in a way without just hitting everybody in the city 30%. On utilities.
Mm-hmm.
If we
don't, I have a question. He got asked one, so I want to answer. Have you thought about if you haven't had a rate increase since 2013, why don't you do a 10% rate cut, rate increase to make up that 1% a year that other people have been charging, and it won't be quite as hard of a hit. And Greg is right. I've got a business in town. I've got a business in police jurisdiction, and I know the difference in the power rates and that sort of thing. I could see a 10% increase would not kill me.
I don't think a 10% is going to really help the city that much.
You're still in the hole.
Yeah.
But then again, once you get that 10% increase, start doing your 1% a year or whatever is equivalent to what's being seen around the other.
If you're telling me the city is so in dire strait after taking $282,000 to help come through this, we should be riding pretty easy for at least just a short period of time, because we took a $282,000 blessing that wasn't in this budget to make this come about. Now, why can't we work this out? We got that blessing. Telling me we can't take the time to figure this out, but we're just going to automatically, they're going to go up 30%.
Okay, anything else? Any other discussion?
I still have a move on the floor.
Okay, would you make your motion again, Greg, please?
I'll make a move that...
Motion.
That the city not be able to raise heights anymore. They can raise 70% for every 30%. They can raise 30% cuts for every dollar that they raise. I don't know the exact way to say it. For every dollar you raise the citizens for the utilities, you make 30% in cuts.
Okay. You heard the motion?
And if it's going to hurt them, then you don't raise that.
Is there a second?
That's fine. There's no will to cut. That's the whole problem.
No second. So motion dies on the vine. Rates will go into effect November 1st. We'll move on to, unless there's other discussion, Scout House renovation.